Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have often said that in a lot of ways, it doesn't really matter about the fake stream legacy media. Not that many people listen to them. Their audience is slipping. There's lots of different ways to get your news. The problem is turns out that I'm completely wrong about that one. Simply because of this continuing onslaught we've been having seemingly since Aurora, since the Aurora Rampage killing, everybody has been, we spend so much time in the news on these Rampage killings that people think they are actually more prevalent than they are. Then you've got some of these news outlets that will get out there here locally where I live in Greenville, South Carolina. After the Parkland shooting, a local station around here, WYFF, quoted the Moms Demand Action when they said there's been 18 such shootings like this already this year. And this happened on Valentine's Day in February. So they were saying in 45 days there had been 18 Rampage school shootings. And people see this, and, you know, they're not really sitting there digesting it. They're having their breakfast or whatever, but they take off. Then people start asking questions. Well, how often? And then we get more polls. Polls. I hate polls with all of my heart. But we find that the average people around that are not dialed into, that they're not news junkies, they're not political junkies, just the average people who really couldn't care less about politics, but who do vote, they don't know very much about what's going on around there. They get a lot of facts wrong. So this ugly blend of profound bias and almost proud ignorance on gun issues, it's entirely unsurprising that the public is deeply misinformed on the subject. The latest case in point is a fresh survey in which Americans badly missed the mark in estimating the top causes of gun-related deaths. Voters, and this is coming via the Free Beacon, voters vastly overestimate the prevalence and tolls of homicides and especially rampage killing, with sharply underestimating suicides. So, when the question in the survey, as far as you know, which of the following is the most responsible for the most gun deaths in the United States? The options were don't know, mass shootings, non-mass shootings, suicides, unintentional. So, in the United States, 33% of America thinks that most of the gun deaths come from non-mass homicide, non-mass shooting homicide, followed closely by mass shootings with 25%, suicides with 23%, unintentional 14%, don't know 4%. Turns out the don't know were actually the ones that got most of it right, because here is the leading, those of those gun deaths by cause from 2017, okay? 60.8% suicide. 36.8% non-mass homicide. 0.3% rampage killing, mass shooting. 0.9% undetermined. 1.2% unintentional. So, you know, if you take, and they think, because they hear that suicide is gun violence, though they you know, they think that that's gun violence. So 25% of the population thinks that rampage killings are top, are one of the top causes of gun deaths in America, which in this kind of thing is, it's a fraction of 1%. And that's because it's so rare. A child in school has a 1 in 614 million chance of being shot in a school. It is more dangerous for that child to go to school and to leave school than it is for them to be in school. And I'm talking about just a regular school, not one of these inner city hellholes. Fewer than 1 in 4 respondents identified suicide as the accurate answer, even though 60% of U.S. gun deaths are from deliberately self-inflicted wounds. This is a crazy disconnect. And it helps explain why the collective debate over firearms, gun policies, and the Second Amendment is, it works into something so dysfunctional you can't even try to deal with it. And the overwhelming majority of gun suicides are committed with handguns. And most of the legal restrictions that they wish to impose have nothing to do with handguns. Well, they want to ban the magazines that go in them, but you get what I'm saying. So you could make the case that barring such weapons could make it harder for people to end their own lives, but the developed nation that consistently racks up one of the highest suicide rates in the world is Japan, where gun ownership is regulated extremely tightly. It's just about non-existent there. On the issue of rampage killings, it's understandable why the outsized press attention skews the public presentation, but, you know, the true, it's a very infrequent event. But what about these drills they're starting to run for these kids in school? Coming from NBC Chicago on their Twitter, suburban high school shooting drill will include blanks shot in the hallway. That's abuse. That's child abuse. First of all, anything detonated like a gunshot in an enclosed area, you're not going to hear the second one because you're going to lose your hearing on the first one. Then you're going to hear it's going to be like a poomp, and then you'll start to hear a slight ringing coming back in as your ears adjust to that compression of air that just they just absorbed. But they're going to take children who are in school, and then they're going to be out there, you know, shooting blanks in the air. It is counterproductive to do a drill like that, and considering that would-be killers would be fully aware of their own school's protocols during an active shooter event. Getting out there and giving away what they're going to do if, you know, a lot of these shooters are students. But finally, on the subject of gun ignorance and policy making, you know, if with everything that concerns rights, you know, the preponderance of work is going to be on your part to show me how this is going to make us safer. The data does not indicate that. I live by the data. If the data went another way, then you've got my attention. But it doesn't. It doesn't go another way. An armed society is truly a polite society. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tractor.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. That's a really overpowering bump. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I heard that Shepard Smith has retired from Fox News after 23 years. Bye, Shepard, bye! Maybe they could get a conservative in there. That would be nice. I don't know. Fox News did this poll where they're saying that most of you, most of America's voters, want to see Trump impeached. Journalism and those claiming to be journalists in America have been not only increasingly partisan over the past 25 years, but also increasingly indolent. And they're not critical thinkers at all. Far too many rely on the lunacy and vitriol and rumor mongering on social media as the primary source, Twitter, for, you know, as an example. Primary source of many of their stories to make assumptions as to what the American society thinks on any particular issue. Like 90% of America wants gun background checks, even though we have them. And that's what we get thrown at us. Another source of so-called news is generated by their ideological cohorts in the polling industry. Polling in modern America has degenerated into a vehicle to create news and headlines, or as I would call it, propaganda, and to shape public opinion on an issue or an individual, or as I call it, propaganda. Over the past few years, the lead on every cable news channel under the headline in virtually all the newspapers is Fox News claiming in its exclusive poll that 51% of Americans now favor impeachment and removal of Trump. So you see, if we get rid of Trump, you guys want us to get rid of Trump. If we get rid of Trump, then we can have climate change and gun control and single payer. That's what you all want, right? We have a mandate. Now, Fox interviewed 1,003 registered voters, which is something you never do to begin with. You always survey the likely voters, not the registered voters, because what is our voter turnout? You know, we got probably 250, 260 million adults, citizens, in the United States today. And we had 130 million votes cast for the president. So, you go for the likely voters. But no, we did the registered voters. And you would think, ostensibly, that it was through the length and the breadth of the United States. And most polling companies use either all adult Americans, 254 million of them, or registered voters, 158 million in 2016. But you don't have to be registered to vote. Obviously, the greater the number of potential people to contact and question, the easier a poll is to complete and to skewer results. So in reality, what matters is who votes in elections. In 2016, 86%, or 136.6 million of registered voters cast a vote. A poll of likely voters would inherently be more reliable, but more difficult to achieve. Currently, only Rasmussen among national polls uses exclusively likely voters, and they are among the most reliable. So impeachment. We got to have impeachment because we can't have Trump because we can't beat Trump in an election. So we got to get rid of Trump. We got to get rid of Trump so we can go back to business as usual. So we can get us some gun control and some climate change and some single payer. In this recent Fox poll, 48% of those polled claim to be Democrats, 40% Republican, and 12% independent. But according to Gallup, only 31% of all Americans identify as Democrats, 29% as Republican, and 38% as independent. So we could say this is a bit skewed now, couldn't we? So the poll, with its political makeup of respondents, is manipulated to come up with a desired result, just like they did at Fox. The issue isn't the difference between the number of Democrats and Republican respondents, but the gross undercounting of independents and the massive overcounting of Democrats. Over the last 3 months to date, in a variety of polls, an average of nearly 84% of all Democrats favored the impeachment of Donald Trump. So when Fox uses 48% Democrat registered voters, the poll immediately before taking into account any other group will indicate 41% in favor of impeachment and removal. So to get to 51%, only 20% of those identifying as Republican or independents in this poll would have to be in favor of impeachment. If they'd actually used the actual political breakdown of 32% of Americans identifying as Democrats, then instead of an immediate impact of 41% in the results, it would have been 27%, a 14 percentage point difference. And that would have been a whole different story right there. Further, over the past 3 months, polls have averaged 92% of Republicans and 56% of independents opposed to impeachment and removal. If the Fox poll sample had been 29% Republican and 39% independent, using these average poll results, the final tabulation would have been 44% instead of 51%. But then there would have been no headlines and no breathless anchors on CNN and MSNBC and CBS, NBC, and ABC, or any of those banner headlines at Washington Post or the New York Times trying to convince the nation that nobody likes the president. So the polling firms, and I'm telling you this because you'll hear all kinds of things about the Second Amendment in polls. And this is the way polls work. If the media is going to put out the poll, and the media, you know, they're in the bag for the left, so they're going to manipulate results by using adults or registered voters. They're going to skew the universe of those polled, and they're going to tinker with the makeup of the questions asked. And since most polling firms are in league with the Democrats and the media, any poll results splashed across the front page of a newspaper is a major topic of conversation in the electronic media, you can simply assume to be biased and the end product of manipulation. Polls are of all things out there now. I mean, if you want to see a I'm sure Biden is commissioning. I'm sure the Democrats were commissioning polls where you've seen all the polls where every Democrat beats Trump. Every one of them. Even Beto beats Trump. But this is to make you think that you don't, it's all inevitable. There's no need to even show up at the polls. You can just stay home. It's going to be okay. Really, it's going to be okay. You don't have to go. You don't have to go vote. You don't have to go vote. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It's a good thing I don't walk away from the console during the breaks like in the middle of the hour because we came back early. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, I'm going to give you a tale of one state and one circumstance. And this is important for you to understand. This is what they want. This is what the left wants for America. Did I fix that? Or is that working again? How about right there? Check, check, we're good to go now? All right. I don't know what happened. Anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about. And I'll try to get it done in this, but we'll see what we get out of this. Now, California with a K, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, he signed 15 gun-related bills into law today. They were already, if not the most stringent, in the top two. But now their Second Amendment restrictions are just crazy. One of the bills, which expands the so-called red flag law, which they call theirs the gun violence restraining order. This will allow co-workers and employers and educators to seek gun violence restraining orders against firearm owners they fear are a danger to themselves and others. And this was vetoed twice by Jerry Brown before Gavin got there. Gavin with the good hair. I don't know how are educators going to suss out that there needs to be, you know, are we talking about little Tommy's teacher is going to put a gun violence restraining order out on me? Newsom also signed a companion bill allowing the gun violence restraining orders to last 1 and 5 years, although the gun owners could petition to end those restrictions earlier. The bill also allows judges to issue search warrants at the same time they grant the orders. The warrants can be used immediately if the gun owners are served with the relinquishment orders but fail to turn over the firearms or ammunition. See, California is the only state that I know of that actually has a gun confiscation squad, which is run by the Department of Justice. But Gavin, he got out there and he said, California has outperformed the rest of the nation because of our gun safety laws in reducing the gun murder rate substantially compared to the national reduction. No state does it as well or comprehensively as the state of California. And we still have a long way to go. I don't know how much more, you know, unless you just out and out ban them, which certain parts of L.A. County, some of those guys want to ban them. But between 1993 and 2017, the latest available, there was a 62% decline in the murder rate in California, nearly double the 34% nationally, according to Newsom. Co-workers who want to request a gun violence restraining order will have to have substantial and regular interactions with gun owners, and co-workers and school employees will need to get approval from their employers or school administrators before seeking a restraining order. Those seeking the orders will be required to file sworn statements detailing the reasons for doing so. Now, the ACLU and I are in agreement with this one. They write that one down, put a little tick mark in the air. They say it poses a significant threat to civil liberties. You think? Because a restraining order can be sought before a gun owner has an opportunity to dispute the request. Well, that's nothing new. We've been saying this for years now. Additionally, those making a request under the new law may lack the relationship or skills required to make an appropriate assessment. Yeah. The bill's author, Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting of San Francisco, or Scat Francisco, as I call it, cited a recent study finding that gun restraining order laws may have helped prevent 21 mass shootings, though the University of California, Davis researchers cautioned that it is impossible to know whether violence would have occurred. I have no idea how they would have known that. The NRA and its state affiliate, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, opposed the new restrictions, according to the LA Times. The laws will take effect January 1st, 2020. The Democratic governor also signed a law that will limit Californians to purchasing one long rifle per month, according to the Sacramento Bee. This law expands the current legislation that applies to handguns, and it will prevent people under 21 from purchasing semi-automatic rifles or other firearms. These collective measures tweak their current laws and improve implementation, according to Amanda Wilcox, spokeshole for the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. Ting also has a companion bill that would allow gun owners starting next September, who are the subjects of restraining order requests, to file a form with the court saying they won't contest the requests and are surrendering their firearms. Under current law, even those who agree to give up their guns must go through a court hearing, which Ting says wastes time and resources. So, if you want to bypass that whole due process thing, we're already doing that, but we can go ahead and just do away with it all. That's just a pesky thing. You don't want to take time off from work, do you? I have always, I have friends that live in California. I have associates that, I have old sponsors that work in California. I have also old sponsors that did work in California and have left California. So, the whole idea that I'm never going to go to California, I find to be very irritating. One time when I was coming back from SHOT Show, we landed in L.A., and that's as close as I'm going to get anytime soon. I didn't have a gun on the plane with me, so it didn't matter. But California, I'm going to give you a prediction. California is going to have another earthquake, and California is in such a state of disarray right now In Los Angeles, for example, where owning a gun is a very difficult proposition, you have to be very well healed to do it, ask Sylvester Stallone, they're going to have an earthquake. And all of the city planners have already put out these notices saying, you need to plan to be without services for a minimum of 2 to 4 weeks. Now, this means a few things. It means that, you know, if you're probably going to want to have some water stored up, some food, some first aid. But as we saw in the L.A. riots, one of the first things that's going to happen when all of this starts is the police are going to pull back because they can't be everywhere to stop anything. So they're going to pull back and take care of their own. They're not even going to stay with the police department. They're just going to go home and watch out for their families until everything settles down. So when that happens, then you're going to see the gang members and the homeless coming out of the woodwork together. Maybe the gang members will vanquish. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. But, I mean, we're going to see a typhus outbreak. We're going to see a real dystopian moment. That it's impossible to script what we're going to see. L.A. is the pestilence capital of the United States. San Francisco is covered in human excrement and syringes. They can't keep up with it. They're dropping boulders on the streets to try to keep the homeless from camping on the streets. And then the San Francisco City Council said, nah, you can't put that there. They came and picked them all up. It's all about those illegal aliens, baby. We prefer them to you because they'll do what we ask them to do in exchange for very little. We'll get their votes. We get the power, and then we get your money. Yeah. I'll tell you the other part of what happens when you have a disarmed populace like California and what they have to put up with when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I told you I was going to give you two stories of one state. So I've just told you about, I don't know what the process is going to be for buying a gun in California. Let's just say this is really, really bad. They're doing their very level best to obliterate the Second Amendment in all ways. But there's something else going on. In California right now, well, let me set this up. Socialism and greeny socialism is always about blaming a greedy capitalist for whatever hideous policy the government cooks up, which inevitably prompts an unintended consequence. Now, have you ever seen, like, going up a hill when you're driving down the highway, you see the power lines going, and you'll see how everything is cut away from the power lines? That's for two reasons. One, so nothing gets in their way, and two, if something falls, there's not a bunch of fuel for it to burn. Except in California, you can't do that. And California with a K, their governor, Gavin Newsom, is right there with the best of them, blaming the wreckers and the hoarders for California's massive power outages, taking Northern California back to a state of nature, and in the full greeny spirit telling us it's needed, it's necessary for their own good. Now, if you're a prepper, or if you know a prepper would tell you, if you want to find out how well you would do in an end-of-the-world scenario, go out there and spend a week without electricity. And you'll see how well you would fare. Coming from the Sacramento Bee, California Governor Gavin Newsom said Wednesday he's outraged over Pacific Gas and Electric Company shutoffs, blaming decades of mismanagement at the utility. He made the comments Wednesday morning, several hours after millions of Californians woke up without power amid massive blackouts that have stranded huge swaths of the state without electricity. Given the potential danger posed by the utility's power lines, Newsom said the blackouts are needed to keep people safe as powerful winds sweep through the state. See, whenever they have a wildfire, it burns. And it burns and it burns and it burns because they can't cut back any brush. But here's some more detail from CBS San Francisco affiliated KPIX 5. But Newsom, who spoke to reporters after he signed a rent cap measure at the West Oakland Senior Center, said the power shutoff was anticipated many months ago, and this is the utility industry's best practice. Newsom said the determination of whether or not to do this is based on a number of factors, including intense winds, low humidity, and the areas that are near to windy areas. He said the determination is up to PG&E based on their determination of what's in their best interest of their customers in partnership and consultation with the Office of Emergency Services, CAL FIRE, and experts in this field. He said, this is all about public safety and saving lives. This is part of something we all knew was likely and would occur many months ago when PG&E finally woke up to the responsibility to keep people safe. PG&E doesn't have that responsibility, Governor. Sorry to tell you this. They are a power utility. The governor did say that the power shutoff is not how things should work in the utility industry. He said, "But and none of us are happy about this. The best interests. And PG&E, that not his policies, that's what did it, PG&E. It is actually in their best interest, given the leftist lawsuit lunacy that prevails in California, which drove PG&E into bankruptcy last January, now that any wildfire is the basis for a lawsuit against it. In the past, homeowners used to deal with wildfire damage through fire insurance, but with costs being what they are, some can't afford and others conclude they can skip it. Who needs fire insurance when lawsuit payouts are even better? The electrical monopoly ought to be immune from such lawsuits given its role in supplying power to the population, but it's not. It's now vulnerable to big lawsuits all over the place at any time there's a fire. Can the law be fixed? No. California has a one-party blue regime. Now, here's what's going to happen. They're saying that they're going to be without power for the better part of a week. Watch and see if crime doesn't spike. Watch and see if crime doesn't spike. Now, Northern California is not like Southern California. There's most of the permits to carry in California are coming out of Northern California. But still, all the laws that make it so hard to be a gun owner in California are present in Northern California. And right now, instead of telling Californians it's for their own good, he should be blasting this legal situation and moving to change the law. But this is not the only Castroite Cuban master in the woodwork that Newsom's taking orders from as it commands the state's Venezuela-like power failure here. The real root of the problem prompting the PG&E reaction is the state's greening laws, which prevents the clearing of brush to prevent power equipment from catching fire and spreading wildfires. So no greening law can be criticized in Newsom's purview any more than Nicolas Maduro's laws against wreckers and hoarders can be blamed for Venezuela's currency collapse or structural shortage. What it all boils down to is the people are left in the lurch. And there's a large number of them that are unarmed. So he's working really hard to disarm as many people as he can, and it's okay to be without power. And even the hospitals, okay, the only place that is spared this is San Francisco. But he's got quite the blame game going on, as he makes nominal claims about not liking it and being concerned about his rich man's plaything winery harvest. Even as refrigerators go bad with spoiled food, looting and car crashes commence, and hospitals go dark. This kind of green regulation, and those also include the lunatic ones from the moonbeam era, which Newsom supports, demanding crazy green fuel mandates from solar and wind sources, which require more power lines to transmit the power. You can't have a solar farm without power lines. Well, you can have one, but how are you going to send the power to where it needs to go? Likewise with wind farms. So the cost of the less efficient and unreliable boutique fuel is like the cost of Hugo Chavez's socialist handouts. The investment capital needed by PG&E and all of state's electrical companies to maintain upkeep and the best equipment in wildfire zones is going instead to expensive and unsustainable greeny projects. A blackout looks the same whether it's in Caracas or California. And what's most obvious here, as Newsom tells us that they need those blackouts, is that socialism is at the root of all of it. Newsom is an egomaniac. He's got a Facebook page, and he's got all kinds of stuff up there about all of his supposed great achievements, and it's updated every few hours. But you won't find anything to say about the man-caused disaster of California's blackouts. He remains mysteriously silent on that one. But he's getting more and more like Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by the day. People of California, and some of you are listening to me right now, you deserve better than this. Unfortunately, you got to vote these bums out and vote some other people in. You got to stop. You got to get out of this blue state regime thing you're in the middle of. It would be better for you if you would do it voluntarily. About to speak to Dean Weingarten when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.